Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Two people stole 85 koi fish. What? Out of a restaurant's pond.
No, 85?
85, bucket by bucket.
Koi fish are expensive, too.
They range $50 to $1,500.
Uh-huh. What? Depending on how big they are. The bigger they are, the more expensive they are.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, 2 points. First point. That's too many fish for a restaurant to have. That's too, unless you're Lake Tahoe, you shouldn't have that many. It sounds inhumane.
Oh,
not okay. Inhumane, but whatever inhumane is for fish. Okay. Second of all, isn't that bad luck, Kevin?
To steal koi fish?
Aren't koi fish like good luck?
I mean, they bring, they show a sense of fortune. So status.
Oh, having them is actually good luck.
Yeah.
So, okay. It was at Oak House Restaurant in California. I'm looking this place up.
Oak House doesn't sound like a place that would lend itself to a koi pond.
Right. But the owners have been raising these fish themselves, I mean, for some of them 20 years.
Wow.
But the pond is outside. I'm not going to say you deserved it. Okay? Hold on. I'm not going to say if you just leave your fish lying around, somebody's going to come take it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but what I am saying is if you have something valued at up to $1,500.
For just one.
Maybe don't keep it outside where, let's say, not even like a person wants to steal it. What about cats?
Right, or coyotes? Or bears? I'm not sure where
it's in
California.
San Bernardino, so.
Okay, all right, maybe not bears.
Where would you put the koi fishes?
I gotta tell you, I don't know because I'm looking at this place. It does not lend itself to koi fish even a little. I mean, they have like one of those statues out front that's carved out of wood.
Like a bear?
It looks like a man.
Oh.
But I know what you're talking about, like something you get at Apple Hill.
Yeah. And like they serve a lot of like prime rib and broiled breast of chicken.
So they're not even Asian?
This is not koi fish.
Steak. No. It is not Asian.
This is like finding out that like a fancy restaurant like the French Laundry in Napa is putting in a children's playground.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe they did deserve this. And I hate saying that. We don't like victim blaming.
They have a covered wagon out front. I don't understand.
Covered wagon? This is more trout energy.
Yes. Yes.
Not koi. You know, do you think the pioneers were finding koi while they were panning for gold? No, they were finding trout and salmon. Real American fish.
Right. Americana.
Right.
Wow.
So, okay. So maybe this was somebody who agreed with us and said, you know what?
They don't deserve koi fish.
Right.
Uh-uh. So you think maybe it was a vigilante?
Well, in their mind, it was a vigilante thing. Yeah. We're going to return these fish to somebody that appreciates them culturally.
Man.
You've got a covered wagon. What is this, the Oregon Trail?
You might be right, Gavin. I have to tell you. So I found a picture of the koi pond in question.
How big was it?
Not big enough for that many.
See?
So they were saving the koi fish.
Number two, this is the kind of place that has a lot of like kitschy, like crafty things.
Could have told you.
Next to, like, in the koi pond, there's a cement statue of a cat.
And now you're messing with the koi's mind.
Right.
Always thinking that their top predator is just always looming over them. I'll bet it had some sort of weird Cracker Barrel gift shop at some point.
That's exactly what it...
You know what?
Oh,
to the
no.
Koi thief.
No.
Thieves. This was an operation. This was not a one-person thing.
Okay.
And I hate victim blaming, but I'm victim blaming here. You guys didn't have the living conditions both emotionally and physically for right. those koi.
Yeah.
They're going to be in a better place now. Probably Japan. And on top of that, too, you're too busy making steaming ham steaks.
Yeah.
To worry about 86 fish.
I mean, so many wagon wheels. There's two fake cows on the roof.
Kevin.
I don't understand this.
As an Asian American, you're just going to sit there and giggle?
No, I feel offended for these koi fish. That pond is not big enough for how big you are telling they are.
Yes. Whatever that sentence meant in Kevin's head is exactly how I feel.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.